Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
Harry, you're building brand new rentals. Why are you building properties? Why not just buy something that's already been built?
I wanted to get into the rental business, buy rental properties, but I just really couldn't find anything that I could purchase that would cash flow for me.
This sounds very cash intensive to buy land and to build a property. Did you need a lot of cash to actually make this happen?
You know, actually, surprisingly, no.
On the podcast today, we're going to figure out how this works. We'll have Kerry walk us through the entire process that he goes through to build a new property. We'll take a look at his numbers. We'll figure out what it costs to build a property, what it rents for, what his mortgage payment is, and we'll figure out how he's doing this without using his own money. What I think is great about Kerry's story is that he's just a regular guy. He's not someone that comes from a construction background or someone that knows a lot about construction. He just kind of figured this out and figured out this was a great way for him to make money. Let's take a really quick break. We'll thank our sponsors. We'll come right back and we'll talk to Kerry Smotherland from Fort Myers. If you're looking for a quick and easy way to finance a rental property, reach out to Chaley Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. She has a loan program where she only cares about your deal. She doesn't need to see your pay stubs, your bank statements, or your tax returns. The only thing she's going to look at is the deal. She wants to know, does the property cash flow? If it does, she'll give you a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Now, the rates are going to be a little bit higher than a full doc loan, but it's still a great deal. She can close quickly and there's no hassle. If you want to learn more, reach out to Chaley personally at ridgelendinggroup.com. That's RIDGE lendinggroup.com. NMLS 42056.
Rental Income Podcast.
Kerry, the idea of building a rental property sounds very simple, but when I've looked into it before, it pretty quickly becomes kind of overwhelming. There's just a million little things to figure out. Have you found it to be overwhelming?
It can be, probably the very first time. After that, it's not at all.
Okay.
It goes pretty fast.
Yeah. So it's simple. I mean, so I know you've bought properties that are existing properties in the past. And so, like, would you say it's maybe somewhat comparable to buying a property and fixing it up? Or is it just in a whole different universe?
You know, it is comparable to that. And believe it or not, in some instances, it's a little easier.
Wow.
You're starting from, you're not having to go into a home, gut it, and figure out what wall you're going to move here, what you're going to put here. You're starting from a clean slate. So,
and I got to imagine the finished product is probably pretty awesome that you have a brand new property and, you know, I'm sure you have very low maintenance and tenants must love a brand new property.
They do. And that makes it a lot more marketable and easier to rent.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about this. So I know you've done this a few times. Let's talk about the latest project that you were working on. Tell me about this property.
So this is a 40-unit apartment multifamily complex that we've constructed. It's 5 8-plexes, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, and it's actually in a bit of a rural area.
Okay, so it's 5 different 8-plex buildings, and then how are the units split up, or do they all have the same bedroom and bath combination?
They do. Yes, you know, we found a floor plan that works, and we just don't try to reinvent the wheel. It's 2-bedroom, 1-bath, great floor plan, and their each side is mirrored.
Okay, now, so you mentioned you've done this a few times. How many projects have you done, or how many buildings have you built?
This is about, I've done this probably 9 times now.
Okay. And do you have a construction background? Like, is this what you've done for your career, or is this something that you kind of fell into?
No, I was actually in the medical field and I just kind of fell into this.
Well, I want to walk through the process to see like how we could do this, how we could build a building and make this happen. So I imagine the very first thing that you need to do is find some land. Is it difficult to find land that, can support something like this?
No, it's actually not, especially in a rural town. They are actually, they're wanting your business over there, wanting you to build. They welcome you. And finding land, you just need to look for something off of a main furrowway, main highway, and you'd be surprised what you could find when you start looking.
So now, do you live in this rural town?
No, I do not.
Okay, so how far away do you live from where you're building?
Believe it or not, I'm about 1,000 miles away.
1,000 miles away. So has that been difficult, like being so far away?
It's not. No, it's not difficult at all. You know, I have a great management team in place, and they know the area, know the clientele, and just do a very good job managing my property.
So you're building in a rural town right now. Is that what you've always done? Like, have you tried to build in bigger cities too?
I have built in bigger cities, and it's easier to build in a rural town versus a bigger city. You get in the bigger cities, you get into the zoning and a lot of other hoops you have to jump through. That's why we chose to move to a more rural area, a little easier to construct.
All right. So you're looking, if I'm looking to do this, so I'm looking mm-hmm. for a small town, but a small town that's open to development. I know some small towns want to stay small towns and they might not like you coming in there and building 40 apartments, but you're looking for a small town that's open to growth.
Yeah. Looking for small towns open to growth. And, you know, it needs to be, I would say within 10, 15 miles, maybe 20 miles of a bigger city.
Okay.
That's what we've done. We've went to a couple of different towns, one in the north, one in the east of a bigger city built
so
there.
What comes first? Like, should you get the approval from the town or should you find the land first?
No, I'd find the land first and then go from there. I wouldn't go the other way.
Okay. Is it a complicated process to get the town to approve it?
You know what? Surprisingly, it is not. You would, these smaller towns welcome progress, and you know they're going to get the tax revenue off of it, mm-hmm. and they really make it easy for you.
Now, what about utilities? Because you know it's you've got this vacant land, and you've got to bring electricity, you've got to bring water and sewer. Is it complicated to get that part figured out?
No, it's not. Usually. It's water and sewer and electrical is closer than you think. And we have actually worked with the town and negotiated them bringing the utilities to our property.
So they pay for it?
That's correct.
Wow, okay. All right, so you've got the land, you've got the approval, you've got the utilities all figured out. Is the next part coming up with like a floor plan or a blueprint for what you're going to build?
No, you can find a floor plan pretty easily. We found one. I've been using it now for 25 years, and there's several out there if you know, with Google that okay. You can find and find one that works for you.
Like a free floor plan, or do you have to pay to download them?
No, you have to pay to download.
Okay.
It.
Okay.
But it's relatively inexpensive in the whole scheme of things.
Okay, so you get the floor plan, and then do you then find the contractor?
That's one way to go. You can find a contractor, and usually you can find local contractors that will help you out. Also, a lot of folks don't realize that they can build their own property. If they own the property, they can build it themselves and don't need a contractor.
Let's talk about the time frame. So how long does it take from the time that you first get started, you find the land, until you're collecting your first rent check?
Okay, so this last project was 40 units, and we built the whole thing in 18 months. However, we started renting the first 8 units at about 10 months. So we can actually start collecting rent checks before the project's completed. There's 8 separate buildings there, not one building. That's the beauty of this.
That's really smart. Okay, so that's if you were building like a big apartment building, you might not be able to do that, but because you've got multiple smaller buildings, you're able to start renting them out as those buildings are complete.
That's right. And you kind of strategically do that on the front, you know, on the front end, based on how the building sits on the lot.
Now, let's talk about the cost. So, you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen lumber costs go from being normal to being crazy expensive. And now recently, lumber costs has come down. We've had a labor shortage. So, like, the prices are, I feel like they're in flux right now. Mm-hmm. How do you protect yourself so that you don't get into a project thinking it's going to cost a certain amount, and then you get halfway through it, and all of a sudden your contractor is coming to you for more money?
Well, that's a lot of contractors do what's called cost plus 10. But what I do is negotiate a per unit turnkey price at the beginning of the process. That way I'm covered throughout the whole process. I don't have to worry if lumber goes up, lumber goes down, and that's the way I cover myself.
That's really smart. Okay. So, all right. So all your prices are set. And if lumber goes up or labor goes up, your contractor is just going to have to eat that cost.
That's right.
Let's talk about the financing and figure out how the numbers work on this. So in the very beginning, when you have when you find the land and you're going to finance the land, like, is there some risk there that you're going to buy this land and later find out that you're not going to be able to build anything on it?
Yes, a good question. So when we find the land that we want to build on, we can purchase the land with a contingency that the city will approve our a building project. And once that's approved, we go to the bank, obtain a construction loan, and we get reimbursed for the land out of the construction loan. So you're not really bringing anything out of your pocket.
Okay. So initially you're having to front the money to buy the land, but then as soon as you get your construction loan, then you get reimbursed.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. So you've got, like, is it basically like a line of credit where money is going to go out at certain phases of the construction? Or do
That's
they give
correct.
You the money? Okay. So
no, it's a line of credit, and they'll do, some banks do, some don't. Most will do inspections and they base those inspections on the amount of funds that they distribute.
Okay. So the contractor gives a bid, they say it's going to cost X amount, and then as they hit certain milestones, the bank disperses the money to them.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So for this 40 unit project or apartment complex, what was the total cost?
The total cost was around $3.3 million.
Okay, for 40 units. So what was the cost per unit?
Around $82,000.
$82,000. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty awesome. I mean, like, $3.3 million sounds like a big number, but when you break it down per unit, $82,500 per unit isn't really that bad.
No, it's not. And, you know, they're all brick, two-bedroom, very nice-looking units.
You've got 40 units, so this apartment building is up and running now. How much total rent do you bring in for all the units every month?
Around $34,000.
Okay. And how much is your mortgage payment?
$18,600.
And that's just principal and interest?
That's correct.
Yep. Is that 20 years or 30 years?
That's on a 20-year amortization.
20 years, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, for taxes, how much, if you break the taxes down monthly, how much is the tax bill?
They're around $1,170 a month per month.
Okay, and then how about for insurance?
Insurance is around $495 a month, what the number is.
Okay, and with you living 1,000 miles away, I assume you're probably not managing this yourself.
That's great. I've got a management company that manages them for me.
Okay. So, and what do they charge you?
Around $3,400 per month.
Okay. Now, utilities, are the tenants paying their own utilities, or do you
they
have to
are.
Pay anything?
They're okay. paying their own utilities. We do offer I was able to negotiate a bulk cable and internet package that we provide for the tenants.
Okay. And how much does that come out to be?
That's around $40 per unit per month. So around $1,600 a month.
Okay, so you pay that, and then that's included in the rent?
I was going to say it's a great marketing. They love it. You know, they don't have to go.
Yeah.
Internet. Everybody wants internet these days, but I can just leave that alone.
Yeah.
It really makes them attractive.
Yeah, sure. Now, let's talk about repairs and vacancy. So you've got a brand new property here. So I imagine your maintenance isn't very much, but you are going to have vacancy. How do you budget for that?
So before the project, we even start the project, we use a number. I use 85% occupancy for the rental income.
Okay.
We're usually in the mid to high 90s.
Okay.
And so I'm always ahead of the maintenance based on those numbers, if that makes any sense. So that 7-8% difference there always takes care of my maintenance.
Okay. So you're just, so $34,000 is the rent that you're bringing in every month. You're
yes.
figuring that you're going to maybe collect 85% of that.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So the total rent is $34,000. So mm-hmm. your average rent, that seems like it's about $850.
That's $850
correct. A month. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So when we add up all your expenses, your mortgage, your taxes, insurance, your maintenance, it seems like that's coming out to about $24,000 a month.
That's right.
So $24,000 and your rent is about $34,000. So it sounds like you've got about $10,000 a month in cash flow.
Yeah. Not only are we making the $10,000 per month, Dan, you own an appreciating asset that you can also claim depreciation on.
Yeah. I mean, it really just makes so much sense. And your mortgage is getting paid down in 20 years. This property will be free and clear.
Absolutely.
Now, have you had any problem finding tenants? Like with it being in a more rural area, you know, a little bit out of town, have you had any trouble getting good tenants or getting tenants in general?
No, we haven't. What you'll find when you start building in a rural area, the people there know it, and you will have actually a waiting list. When you're building these properties, they will come up on the job and ask, you know, who owns the property. And obviously they'll call you and will say when they'll be completed this date, and you'll find yourself with a pretty long waiting list.
Wow. Okay. So then how does that work? Like do you have like someone on site, or are the potential tenants contacting your manager?
Like, yeah. That's the way they do it. We'll have a sign up there with the manager's information on there,
mm-hmm.
and the potential tenants will give them a call, and they have a running ledger for these folks. And then, you know, when we have units, when they get ready, we'll just start going down the list. And most of them, surprisingly, haven't rented anything else because there's nothing else to rent in the town.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's really, really awesome. And you've got a nice place. I mean, there's nothing else to rent in town, and you've got this brand new, nice building ready to go. Now you mentioned, I want to talk to you about as you're filling the property up. So you mentioned like, as you get the first building done, you would get those first 8 tenants in there. So is it the same thing that as you get the second building done, you start to work on filling up that building?
That's right. Because what will happen is you'll fill the first building up. As you're building the second, third, fourth, and whatnot, that same waiting list just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And then when you're at the total 40, everything rented, you still have a waiting list after that.
So after going through this, after doing new construction builds, would you ever buy an existing building?
Probably not, for several reasons. The equity position, one. Two, you have a brand new building, which your maintenance costs are going to be way, way less than some existing building. And, you know, all the tenants like new buildings, like new units, and those really rent really easily.
I really love what Kerry's doing. I think it's great that he's able to hit the 1% rule with new construction. It sounds like his tenants really love living in the property and he's got very low maintenance. I think there's a lot of advantages to building a brand new property. The other thing that I really love is the way that he financed the property, where it didn't take him hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy this property. He was able to finance 100% of it. And I also think it's interesting that he has the property on a 20-year mortgage. Sure, he could have put it on a 30-year mortgage and that would increase his monthly cash flow. But with having the property on a 20-year mortgage, he's paying that property down at a pretty good clip. So at some point in the future, if he came across another property, he could always refi and take cash out to buy another property, or he could just focus on paying that property off. And in 20 years, he's going to have an extra $18,000 a month because he doesn't have a mortgage payment. He's got a lot of options, and I think that's great. Well, if Kerry inspired you and you're ready to buy your first property or you want to add to your portfolio, the lender that I recommend is our show sponsor. It's Chailey Ridge from Ridge Lending Group. Chailey is a nationwide lender, and her specialty is helping investors finance rental properties. She has a ton of different loan programs, and she can find something that'll work for you in your situation. If you want to find out more or you want to set up a time to talk to Chailey personally, just go to ridgelendinggroup.com. That's R-I-D-G-E, lendinggroup.com, NMLS 42056. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. Make sure you hit that follow button. I put out a brand new episode every single Tuesday, and if you're following the show, you'll get notified as soon as the next episode comes out. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.